Blog Talk Radio.
On air, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio in the afternoon. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And it looks like we already have a caller here in the switchboard. We'll be getting with you in a moment. As a announcement, as usual, please check out our website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We have a couple of great specials always going on at our website. For instance, the $5 special for the half an hour. All right, everyone. Well, that's once more, howpsychic.com. Please check it out. For those of you that would like to call into today's show, you can call in using the phone number 619-789-6807. And once you call in, please don't forget to push the number 1 on your touch-tone phone to raise your hand in order to ask your question from the queue. All right, everyone, we're going to go ahead and take our first caller here. As we bring you on air, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller by the area code 727. You are live and on air.
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hello, Lisa.
Oh, hi. And my question is I was dating this guy, and it was going really well, and then now he's completely backed off, and I wanted to know, you know, if I'll be hearing from him again and, like, maybe why he did that.
Okay, let's see here. All right, give me one moment to try and tune in. May I have the guy's first name only, please?
Yeah, his name's Scott.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, what I'm feeling here is that you will hear from him again. It may not be until about the second week of March, however. And what I am also feeling with this is that, I'm not getting a primary reason as to why they backed off other than fear. I just keep seeing a lot of fear in them, okay?
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that they fear you, but it could mean that they fear what the opportunity with you would represent, okay? Which
mm-hmm.
would be maybe something like more of a commitment. Something that would be more stable. They seem to be more of a rebel, from what I am feeling here. Someone that goes around without any real attachments. And I feel that this individual has tried to make a life for themselves, even in financial, but has not been very successful because they do not continue to put effort. They only, like, start off with anything they do, they start off with all the effort in the world, and then as it gets going, they back down. And this is
mm-hmm.
a cycle that they've been on for several years now, at the very least, okay? I do see them eventually healing, but in order to give you a good perspective on this, I feel that you will have contact with them and communication with them in the future. This will be by them reaching out or coming to you, because I feel like you're not going to reach out to them anymore. Okay, you've done your best, and you did what you needed to do. And when this happens, when they come back around, I do not feel that the opportunity is going to be right there to try and explore it again. I feel that they're going to have to, you know, still have to go through some healing and still have to go through a lot of their own problems facing themselves in a way to help themselves heal. I feel that this individual is going to have several wake-up calls within this year that help them realize that they just can't run away from their problems, that they have to face it head on. Now, there will be a opportunity down the road in which you two could get back together, and even then, with getting together, there may be a lot of healing required to see it through, okay?
Yeah, it's been very, thank you so much, that was so accurate. It's been a very painful situation for me. I have done a lot of crying, and it's very painful. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's understandable. I mean, I can definitely see that there was a lot invested in this as far as time and energy, and, you know, there was also a lot of emotion invested in this, so yeah, it's expected to be very painful when someone's done this, and my best bet to you right now is to keep your options open. You know, don't just turn down anything that comes along. Explore whatever comes along. It doesn't mean you have to commit to it. But what I am also saying to you is, you know, you don't have to completely close the door on this one either. You can keep the doorway cracked, so if they come around and then they're ready at the time and you feel okay with it, because, you know, it's also going to take some forgiveness on your part towards them, because, you know, honestly, they did something that you're going to have to forgive them for, but you're also going to feel a little resentful, you know, towards them. And I feel that keeping that doorway cracked right now could be a very good option, but not to put yourself on hold for any man until they're ready to commit.
Mm-hmm. Right, and the other thing that's scary is, like, you know, say you do take them back and you know, you get going again, then
yeah.
Are they going to do this to you again? That's the thing, you know. Are they going to just suddenly up and disappear again? You know, I that freaks me out. I'm like, okay, so you did this once to me. Are you going to do it again? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's very understandable right now, you know. So I feel that you have to just gauge that as you go along. It's not really something that we can just cut out immediately unless you do a cut and clear, and then you have to separate yourself from the situation altogether.
Yeah, that's not very, very hard. It's very difficult when you have that strong connection and feelings for somebody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I will confirm for you that there was definitely a strong connection there, because there was a connection in spirit as well, okay? I'm not very certain as to where the connection in spirit right now is coming from between the two of you, but there was one, okay?
Oh, yeah, I would agree with that so much. Thank you so much for the reading. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in.
Okay, I'll be listening. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, now, once more, everyone, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. Have some great specials on there for private readings, more extended readings, and we're going to go ahead and play a little bit of music here from our CD entitled Oneness by Zarina. This is track 3 entitled The Angel Smile. Once more, please don't forget to visit the website, and then also you can call in today and ask your questions on love, money, relationships, whatever you want, using the call-in number 619-789-6800.
1-800-878-0707. Don't forget to push number 1 when you call in, as that will raise your hand and it'll raise your hand if you want to ask your question.
Short on time today, so we're going to go ahead and end the show, but we want to thank everyone for listening. We didn't get any further callers today, which is okay. Once more, please don't forget to check out the website at howpsychic.com, and please tune in next time for Psychic Talk Radio in the afternoon. Now, we will also be having a show Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you may also tune in at that time as well if it works better for you. Well, I want to wish everyone out there healing, light, love, namaste, and to have a good day. Bye.